Listen, for some of us, myself included, there is a certain stress associated with golf. And the problem with golf is it's not a game you can play occasionally, like softball. I was talking to Bill Hanger this morning. You know, we ought to have a softball tournament, and then everybody could play. I'd love to be able to just get out and play softball, but this best ball format, you know, is it makes it fun for everyone. Usually, you get one out of four shots is a good one. A few weeks ago, my friend Bogue Miller, you all know Bogue, I think, recommended this book to me. This is kind of funny, you know. There's a lot of books on golf, but apparently this is one of the classics, The Modern Fundamentals of Golf. If you ever thought about playing, and he says if you get these fundamentals down, you will add consistency to your game. So the other day I took a whole hour over at the practice tee with my book. I read my book in the car, then I went up. I told Dick about that yesterday. He laughed. He said, yeah, that would be like becoming a strong Christian, reading the Bible for an hour. But I'll find out Monday if I learned anything. Very honestly, man, I cannot think of a better way for us to have a lead-in to the fourth chapter of James than this title, The Modern Fundamentals of Golf. Okay, let's open our scriptures to the book of James, the fourth chapter. For the next few weeks, that's what we're going to be calling our lessons from James, the fourth chapter. Some modern fundamentals for Christian growth. Last couple of weeks, that it became clear to me as I was studying this fourth chapter, it became clear to me this is what James is doing here. In the fourth chapter, he's saying these are the very basic fundamental things that you've got to keep in mind if you want to grow. And they're as germane today and as applicable as they were when he was there 15 years after the death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus Christ into heaven. These principles are as applicable now as they were then. Of course, what he's doing, he's trying to keep these folks, he's trying to keep it together as the, I'll call him the head pro here this morning, as the head pro there in Jerusalem. This is only 15 years after after Christ, and already people are way off the track. So let's go over to the practice tee and see what James has teed up for us for our first lesson this morning. James chapter 4, we'll just take the first paragraph today. He says, what causes fights and quarrels among you? Things a mess. Everybody's fighting, railing against the Romans, railing against their own factions. Nothing's changed over there in the Holy Land. Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You want something, but don't get it. You kill and covet, but you cannot have what you want. You quarrel and fight, you do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with the wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. You talk about giving it to a straight, right? They say Ben Hogan was that kind of guy. Very straight up. Sometimes too straight. Okay? What he's saying here, and he's saying to us this morning, the reason why you're having so much trouble internally and with each other and with your enemies is because you want things your own way. Bottom line. Let's call it the way it is. This is the fundamental problem, he's saying. You want your own way. The older translation, the 17th century translation says, you want it for your own lusts. They've changed the wording here a little bit, your own desires. Let's read verse 2 again. You want something, but don't but don't get it. You kill and covet, but you cannot have what you want. You quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. You spend all your time and your energy fighting among yourselves instead of going to the Lord in prayer. It's very convicting, isn't it? Where do you think Ben Hogan starts in the book? Do you think he starts by sending you down to Pro Golf Discount to buy titanium Big Bertha drivers? Do you think he starts there? He starts with the fundamentals. He starts with the fundamentals. James starts right, men, at the root of the problem. And what is the root of the problem? Dean, we want our own way. Right? If you were going to hire a good pro, you wanted him to give it to you straight. The root of the problem is we want things our own way. We want a peaceful home. Who can give that? Who can give a peaceful home? We want a harmonious work situation that is profitable, right? We want intimacy with our wives. Who knows how to provide all this? Who knows how to provide all this? Men, God wants to be the one. God wants to be the one to provide all this. James says, when you ask, you do not receive because you ask with the wrong motive. You've got the wrong motive. You have the wrong target. You're addressing the ball the wrong way. You're shooting at the wrong hole. How does Jesus, men, tell us to pray? How should we pray? Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Men, are you asking God to make your marriage, your home, your business, and your church a little bit of heaven on earth? Where people are kind, tender-hearted, forgiving one another? For God's glory and honor? James says, no, you're not. You're doing it for your pleasure. Problem is, we're more interested in our pleasures than we are in God's agenda. Do you think that if we were to approach God consistently, not like me, an hour, okay? But if you were to approach God consistently and say, Lord, I want to be one with my wife. I want to be in a marriage that can bring you pleasure, Lord. I want to be in a family that serves you. I want my business life to reflect your character. Do you think God will withhold that from you? I'm not saying it's going to happen overnight. There's one, for instance, personally in my own life, there's one dimension of my relationship with my wife that has taken 20 years to heal because of all the damage that I did in the first 7 years of our marriage. But do you think if you consistently, prayerfully, went to the Lord and said, Lord, that we might glorify you, that we might reflect your character in this world, do you think he would withhold that from you? I'm not giving any easy answers here. I see some of you guys looking a little cynical who are in very difficult situations, and I'm not being insensitive to you. Why would he withhold it? What's his agenda? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Men, the challenge today is to get back to the fundamentals. Let's get real. The first fundamental is that we need to admit to God that we want our own way, not God's way. And we need to confess this to the Lord, and we need to ask the Lord for the grace to do it. You got it? That's the first lesson. See you next week for the second lesson. Let's have prayer. Lord, it's so simple, but it's true. We want our own, we've got our own agenda. We're not interested in yours. And we fuss and fume and flail around and argue and worry, and when we really ought to be talking to you about it and asking you to provide for us in only a way that you can do. By your grace are we saved through faith, and that is not of ourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man boast. And it's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen.